Welcome to the Short Score, your weekly update of rope and news from around the industry, where you can find the latest on the sport from the pro rodeo ranks to the jackpot world. I'm Taylor Vollen, and I'm your host. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Short Score. It's your host, Taylor Vollen. The end of July is upon us. I think every episode I talk about how crazy fast this year is going, but it really is kind of mind-blowing that we're heading into August. And so that means we are also headed into the last 2 months of the pro rodeo season. First, we have a lot to catch up on. The last time we talked, or well, I think I talked at you, was right after the Old West Rope Horse Futurity back in early June or middle of June. So we really haven't talked rodeo much lately. Obviously, since that point in June, a lot has happened in the world of rodeo, which I think I say every episode, but we crowned Reno and Greeley champ since then. We survived the craziness of Cowboy Christmas again. We determined NFR Open champs, Salinas champs, and now Cheyenne victors. And to be quite honest, I don't even feel like that covers everything that has happened so far this summer. But we got to start somewhere, so let's go back to Greeley. Greeley really kicked off the fourth run for us, which we'll obviously talk about too in itself, but Andrew Ward and Jake Long were pretty dominant in Greeley, I feel like. They split round one, picked up some short round money, and then, of course, won the average with a 15.9 on three head. All in all, they pocketed $11,225 a man, which at that time put them to number 18 in the world standings. Obviously, time has passed since then, and the standings have shifted and look quite a bit different now. But that truly kicked off a good little heater for Andrew and Jake, I feel like, and I had some fun catching up with them after their win, so here's a little bit of that conversation. Yeah, I mean, you guys were good on every run there, I feel like. What did it feel as consistent as it looked for the outsiders watching?
I think we drew good, and I love that rodeo. I've done good there before, and probably just drawing, you know, cows that are better and letting us catch them felt pretty simple.
Yeah. Hi, Call. What was kind of going through your mind last night? What was the game plan?
We drew Red Anderson's second cow, and they went 6-1, made a really good run, but the cow looked pretty strong, and I didn't want to miss the barrier and have to chase them out in that humongous arena, so I'm still trying to get a good start and then just catch the cow as fast as I find a good spot to, you know, get them caught, and then try to set them up as good as I can, and then Jake's gonna rope 2 feet as fast as he can. So I would say I wasn't trying to be scared of getting a good start on a runner, because that, as soon as I see him too far, our run looks a lot different. Mm-hmm. It's the cows get kind of loose and wild feeling in there, and you're chasing in a humongous arena, and it just kind of can create some mistakes if I back off the barrier too much. So
yeah,
I was just trying to get a good start and catch the cow.
I feel like how do I word this without sounding silly, but I feel like winning this time of year or this week is just such a blessing in itself too, because I feel like it can be so easy to get yourself in a little hole. And
yeah, it's, you got a lot of opportunities to win, but if you don't draw the right steers at the right time, and if you're a little bit off your game, man, it'll just feel like you drove 12 hours every day to miss one and go to the next one. And so when you get in a little rhythm and you're catching, it just makes the drives easier, and you're stacking up a lot of money, you know, if you can win this week. So it's a big blessing, and I've been on the other side of it where I haven't hardly won anything over the fourth, and then I've won bunches, and it's a lot more fun to be winning. I know that.
Yeah. Well, congrats, like I said, to Andrew.
Thank you.
So you're riding Copper, young horse, right?
Yes, ma'am.
How do you feel like he handled everything? I mean, he looked good from the TV, but
he's been amazing. I feel a little bad for him, because he's just as about a lovable as you could ask one to be, and I feel like we got him a little bit sad from all the hours on the road. He's had the indoor right off the bat here, but he's taking everything awesome. He nothing really seems to bother him other than he wasn't a big fan of the real big longhorns or people whipping them flags trying to move cattle around, but that's about the only things that seem to bother him. He takes everything else great, and he's just been a heck of a horse. He can really, really run. He gets in the right spot. He's got really good timing. He's just a good horse.
When did you first, I guess, crack him out this season? Like, where was his first big place?
So I've kind of just sprinkled him in here and there, and then I was kind of wanting to ride him anyway a little bit more, and then we kind of got forced into having to split our horses up.
Yeah.
That week at Greeley and send a set to St. Paul and then take another set on quite a few long drives. And he's got a lot of speed, so I thought it'd be good setups to take him to Greeley and Pecos and some of them rodeos where you need horse that can run a little bit more. And so it kind of just gave me an excuse to throw him in the fire, truthfully. And yeah. He's been awesome.
That's good. On quite a bit. I don't ever want to jinx anybody, so don't hate me. But I feel like you guys are on a good little heater. You guys won Pecos, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So, I mean, what does that kind of feel like right now in a busy time? I guess I kind of asked Andrew the same thing, but being able to be on a roll right now, I mean.
Well, I think it just, I think it's easier to get in a roll, truthfully, because you get to run, you know, we're running at least one, if not two or three steers a day. And, you know, if you do happen to mess one up along the way somewhere, you don't have to, you know, think on it too long. It's kind of on to the next one, and the next one's not very far around the corner. So I like that part about getting into the summer run here. And, you know, it's huge for us because we had a slower winter than we wanted to have. So we're definitely having to kind of make up some ground, and very thankful that all the rodeos are as big as they are. And if you can string a lot of runs together, and I think that's what our team's designed to be good at, is to be able to put a lot of really good runs together. And I don't know that we're necessarily aiming for first all the time, but we're both aggressive, and if they give us the right steer, you know, I think our run's going to be competitive with anybody.
Right, for sure. And rolling right into the 4th of July run, because like I said, Greeley kind of kicks it off. Our top money earners were, as you all know now, Clint Summers and Jade Corkle. Clint and Jade won roughly $29,897 a man over Cowboy Christmas. Now, some of you might sit here and argue with me, or would like to argue with me, and say that they won more. Nowadays, it's honestly challenging tracking Cowboy Christmas earnings, just because I think everybody has different ideas of what rodeos count and which don't count toward Cowboy Christmas. I think it would be so much easier, personally, if we could go back to like the 2000s and before that, when the Cowboy Christmas rodeos were literally the ones that ran over the 4th of July. But we didn't ask for my opinion, and I recognize that. So for reference, here at the Team Rope and Journal, our Cowboy Christmas earnings start with Pinoca and Greeley and run through Prescott. So no, Reno doesn't count. Pecos and Prineville don't count, which honestly, I think those are two rodeos that we hear a lot more feedback on. Like, I think a lot of people argue about those two or think they should be included. And hey, go for it. Even then, Clint and Jade would have had almost 40,000, if not exactly 40. It was something like that. No matter which way you ride it, they had a hell of a 4th of July, a heck of a Cowboy Christmas. So back to the main point. Clint and Jade, 29,000. And most impressive, I think, they went 9 for 10. So they were dang near perfect over their Cowboy Christmas, picking up checks at 9 of the 10 rodeos they went to, literally 9 in a row after Greeley. That is as perfect as you can get. Their biggest win over Cowboy Christmas came from the Cody Stampede, and they also won West Jordan, Utah. While I'm sure you have all already read that story, here's just a quick snippet of my conversation with Clint as I caught him as he was heading to Cheyenne Slack that night. So, I don't know how you guys stay sane over Cowboy Christmas.
Man, I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard.
I could see that.
The mental part's the hardest part of it anyway.
Well, so what does it look like? I mean, you guys were pretty tapped off, I feel like, at least after Greeley. I mean, how do you stay that way mentally, I guess?
I guess you just don't change anything. You know, obviously, you know, there's going to be some hiccups along through there. It's just part of it. You're human, so you're going to mess up here and there. I mean, ain't nobody perfect.
Yeah.
But I think when you just get in a groove, you just stick with what you've been doing. And, you know, I think that if you do that in the long run, it should work more than it shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot easier doing that, I feel like, than if you get in a slump and trying to get out of it and all that. But I think the bad runs and stuff, you just have to forget about them, like I said, because, I mean, we all know it's going to happen to everybody. I mean, it's not, there's no way of getting around that.
Yeah. Have you had a 4th of July like this before, or Cowboy Christmas, whatever you want to call it?
No, I haven't. I had a pretty good 4th, like, back in 2021 when I made it for my first time heading with Ross.
Mm-hmm.
We won quite a bit, but nothing like this. I mean, I've never been 100% on a 4th of July. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool feeling, because not all of them, you know, we did draw some good ones, obviously, but we did draw some runners and stuff in there too. And for it to still work out and us to, our run to work, it's pretty neat to think about it now.
Yeah. Do you, I mean, as silly as it sounds, but I mean, what was different, I guess, about this summer or this year?
I don't know, really. You know, I've had a good partner for a while, but getting rode with Jade's pretty awesome. And I know, like, when I go in the box, I don't even think about Jade over there. Mm-hmm. I just literally think about scoring and roping the steer. Yeah. And then the rest is on its own. But I don't know. Like I said, I guess we got in a groove and it was working, and the whole plan, it come together.
Mm-hmm. Where did your guys' 4th start, I guess? Kind of walk me through this last crazy week.
Well, we didn't make the short round at Reno, so we had entered Prineville, Oregon,
mm-hmm.
Over the short round, which was that Saturday. And so we went there, and I did that. And since we was going to be that way, we went in and started at St. Paul on the first, which a lot of people went to St. Paul at the end, which is, you know, probably the best rodeo. But I don't know, it's a two-header, and I just figured if we went and made our runs that, you know, and they were smooth like they're supposed to be, then we'd have a chance. We might not win it, but we'd have a chance for some money.
Mm-hmm.
And then come back to the east for the one-headers. I don't know. I think reruns at the one-headers are pretty crucial. So that's kind of why I did that. And plus, like I said, we were already up that way.
Yeah.
So I thought it was smart just to start that way and then come back east.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to St. Paul, and then from there we went over to Livingston.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Mandan, and then Red Lodge, Cody on the 4th, West Jordan, and Oakley on the 5th, and then today we ended at Prescott.
Yeah. That 8,000 in Cody was pretty vital, I feel like.
yeah, that was pretty cool. You know, it's always been, I don't know, it's like I guess you could call it like a bucket list rodeo. You know, everybody wants to win Cody.
Yeah.
So I won second there before, and I was like, man, I want to win that rodeo. And you know, also, you think when you get there, you're like, you kind of tell yourself you'll settle for 4th or 5th, you know, because it pays so good. Mm-hmm. But to win it, it's like, if it does work out to win it, it's a pretty awesome feeling.
Yeah. Is it kind of a sigh of relief winning that much in 1 week, or is it still, there's just no rest? Oh,
absolutely. Because, I mean, when we left for the summer back at Woodward, we had a little bit of money won, you know. I think I had 17,000 or something. I don't know. I don't keep up with standings. I don't keep up with money or nothing. But mm-hmm. I think I was somewhere around there, and I think Jade was close to me. Only reason being is because when we started talking about roping, we talked about, you know, his, how he had won and rodeo count and all that mess.
Mm-hmm.
And so we knew we needed to win. And so for us to hit big, it definitely, you know, it gives us a little boost, and it makes us, I guess it helps our confidence a little bit.
Yeah. Now, how about the rest of our Cowboy Christmas earners? Again, you probably read all of these, but I'm going to talk at you some more. So, coming in at number 2 were, of course, Andrew and Jake. Like I said earlier, they really got off on a good little heater. They won about $26,421 a man, with their biggest hit obviously coming from the Greeley Stampede, plus then the win in Red Lodge, Montana. Riley and Brady Miner, they came in number 3 with $24,344. They won second at the Pinoca Stampede and then just kind of kept chipping away at some really good hits in the Northwest. The Young Guns found their way into the mix too this year. Resistol Rookie of the Year contender James Arvizo and the reigning Resistol Rookie Healer of the Year Logan Moore were number 4 in our Cowboy Christmas earnings. They won about $22,099. They placed steadily in Greeley and then rounded out the week with the big Prescott win. And lastly, the reigning world champs, Tyler Wade and Wesley Thorpe, with $19,796 a man. They also, en route to being in our top five, set the arena record in St. Paul with a 3.8 second run to kind of highlight their Cowboy Christmas. And they later won Oakley, Utah to round out their Cowboy Christmas. And moving right along, because like I said, we've got a lot of ground to cover. It was fun, I feel like, to see Dustin and Levi team back up for the NFR Open win in July. They pocketed over $15,000 a man and picked up their first national circuit titles. They capitalized on a bit of a quieter short round, I feel like. They were 4.8 seconds to win the sudden death finals for the win, and not saying that that's quiet, but if you were there, you know, it was kind of slow, getting off to a slow start. So from the NFR Open, we headed west for my personal favorite rodeo of the year because I am a biased Salinas native. Yes, the California Rodeo Salinas, the longest start in pro rodeo, the marathon of five head. And that was all no trouble for Tanner Tomlinson and Travis Graves. They took the California Rodeo Salinas win with a 48.5 on, of course, five steers, like I said, for a total of $11,254 a man. I quite literally chased TG down to his trailer after their short round run. So here is how that conversation went. Does it just get better each time?
Or? Yeah, it's a pretty special rodeo. Anytime you're in this, it's so cool. All the history here, like the Camarillos, and it's just a team rope and rodeo, you know, yeah. Five head. You get to stay here for 4 days, and it's kind of like a little vacation. It's really nice this year. Napa, they've been Napa up a few weeks, so we got to just hang out here. Mm-hmm. They made it really nice, you know, we didn't have to leave, so it's a pretty special rodeo.
Perfect.
Thank you.
What is the trick? I feel like this is such a monster of a rodeo. There probably isn't a trick to winning.
Man, it's a marathon.
Yeah.
You know, we honestly didn't draw our first three steers. Wasn't very good.
Yeah.
They tried really, really hard. We went 12 seconds flat on the third one. He ran really hard. And we just, you know, get him caught and just stay hooked and see where it falls, you know. And just so happened, our last two was really good. And let us win it for sure, so.
I feel like everybody at something like this thinks of, you know, like the header, like Tanner.
Mm-hmm.
But on the heel side, I feel like watching every day video on the slacks, like it is full force for you on the heel side too. I mean, how do you kind of not come in too hot, too behind? I mean,
the header plays such a big role in it too. You know, how he sets the run up and how he can feel where I'm coming in. If I'm coming in early or, you know, hot, like you said, he can kind of read me. And that makes such a big difference. And horsepower. Colby Payne let me ride his horse, Coon. And he was so good here. You know, that was probably what made it the easiest, honestly.
Yeah. What made you ride Coon?
That's just his setup.
Yeah.
You know, he's just a really good horse. I think he won Reserve Horse of the Year last year. Me and Colby are good friends. And he's been on me. He's like, ride Coon over there. And I was like, all right, I'm going to ride him. So it was an honor to get to ride him. It was being a good friend to let me on like that.
Perfect. Like you said, you get to be here all week since there's no Nampa this time of year now. Family's here. Mm-hmm. Makes it a little bit more special, I'm sure.
Yeah, and this weather.
I know. How nice can you beat it?
Get to come over there and hang out, go to the ocean. It's just like a little vacation.
Yeah.
I always look forward to coming. My family always looks forward to coming. He won the Dummy Rope, so
awesome.
He got a buckle too, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay, I'll get out of here now. And last but not least, the Reno champs struck in Cheyenne. Aaron Sinogini and Jeremy Bueller turned heads earlier this summer, kicking off the summer, in my opinion, with the Reno Rodeo win. And they just did kind of the same thing, turning heads again, winning the daddy of them all. Their 9.3 second run in the sudden death finals Sunday sealed the deal and pocketed them a cool $13,350 apiece. Now, that's probably the most recent story you've read from us at the Team Rope and Journal, but if you haven't, I feel like you need to, because I was surprised by this story, and it was a mix of funny and just a cool showcase of how some things just truly are meant to be. And like I said, if you haven't read it, I'm going to give you just a quick taste of what happened, of Aaron explaining how they actually had no idea that they even made it to the semifinals. So enjoy. I didn't realize that you guys didn't like that you were already in Canada, that you didn't realize you didn't make that you made it back to the semifinals. I didn't know that. Given all of that, it sounds like, I mean, it was just meant to happen. I mean, obviously, but.
And see, that's how we got through the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
We were over there in Medicine Hat at the Jackpot, 11 o'clock Friday. And the first set of semifinals is starting in 2 hours.
Right.
And we're tired. We drove all night. We didn't sleep. Jeremy drove his rig and I drove my rig. So we got two rigs up there. We're jackpotting all day. We got Medicine Hat that night and I'm entered in two big INFR rodeos up there Saturday. And then the short round Sunday. And so I had to, you know, we're just going to have the whole thing planned out. We're going to hang out up there for a few days. Don't got to be the Idaho Falls till Thursday. And I got two missed phone calls from a New Mexico number. So I'm like, this is about 11 o'clock. And I'm like, who's trying to call me?
Yeah.
They called twice. So I call them back and it's a bulldogger. Rooster Yazzie, fellow bulldogger from the reservation over there.
Yeah.
And he answers the phone. He's like, hey, I'm calling you to see if I can, if you can mount me in the team rope. Because he made it back to the semifinals over there Saturday. He's like, I'm wondering if you can mount me in the team rope tomorrow. And I'm like, where at? And he said, Cheyenne. So I'm not, I won't be there. I'm in Canada. And he's like, you're not going to come back and run your steer over here in Cheyenne? I'm like, I didn't make it. And he's like, no, you're on the day sheet. You're the first team out.
Oh, and I'm wow.
Like, so I'm like, I think they messed up somewhere. And so I said, send me a picture of that. So he goes in the office and sends me a picture. I call the secretary. She's walking to the office. She's like, I'll be there in about 2 minutes. I'll call you back. Let me see if you're on a date and if you made it. Yeah. So about that time, I opened my phone to the PRCA website on ground rules for the rodeo, and I start reading it, and it says plain as day in there, they take all ties back to the semifinals. We're a long ways from there, and I'm supposed to run my steer tonight over here at Medicine Hat. And I got a good call back in the roping. And so about that time, the secretary calls me, and they're like, yeah, we took all ties. You're in. So I said, all right, I'll head that way.
Wow.
But we finished the jackpot. I won the jackpot there that morning. Went to the rodeo. And we get on the road. We brought one rig back, drove all night. We left the rodeo at 9 o'clock, and we pulled into Cheyenne 15 minutes for the perf was starting.
That is a heck of a story. I think I said it earlier, but I feel like this doesn't even scratch the surface of what has been happening in pro rodeo. There's so much going on. We just finished Pioneer Week in Utah, and there were some teams that won a pile of money. So I think I'm going to talk at you guys again later this week, maybe a little part two action of catching up on the pro rodeo game. So anyway, that is all that I have for you until later this week when I finally finished crunching all the week's earnings and the world standings. Thanks for joining.